This is the Femininity and Finances Podcast, a safe space for women entrepreneurs to talk about the journey of life and running a company. We discuss topics on wellness, business, faith, and everything in between. I am your host, Deasia. Let's get into it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Femininity and Finances. It's your girl, Deasia, coming back to you with another episode. So I hope you guys have been liking these episodes that I've been dropping with the corresponding ebooks to help you guys out. You guys know I am just in my journaling era and going to the next level. And I just find that journaling and writing out your thoughts helps you get to where it is that you want to be and to help you make sense of your thoughts. So that is my whole reasoning for dropping these episodes with matching ebooks to them. So if you like it, you know, let me know how you've been liking these. And I only charge $7 for the ebooks too. So, you know, except for my personal credit restoration one, but that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But I'm dropping these out because I find that you guys will need more resources to go to the next level in your healing journey. And the only way that you can do that is really make sense of your thoughts. All right. So I, little update. All right. Your girl is still in school. Okay. We have about 49 days left until I graduate. And when I get done recording this podcast, I'm going to be working on two papers, you know, to get turned it in. But I'm so excited to be done with school. It's coming up. Some other updates that I have been doing. If you follow me on TikTok, Deasia CEO, I have been tasked by my business coach, and I'm calling it Project 90, of making six figures in the matter of 90 days. Now, this is something that I've never done before. I'm not going to lie. I've not done it before. And at first, it was a little scary to be tasked with making six figures in 90 days. I've made six figures in a year before, but in 90 days, something I've never done before. And I thought that I had to be this person who is hustling and bustling and just going against the grain and staying up 90 hours, you know, all day and team no sleep and all of these things. So my initial thoughts were that I have to go and do all of these other things. And in all actuality, I don't, right? I have learned and I'm in my mid 30s now, so I'm 34 at the time of recording this podcast, that going against the grain and doing all of those things and exhausting myself is just not in my best interest as the type of person that God has created me to be. My strategy is different from others, right? The way that I'm going to make it and make these six figures, and it's not even about the money about it. It's who I am becoming in the process of going and doing something unprecedented that has never been done before. At least nobody in my circle has ever made six figures in 90 days. So, but the person who I am going to be becoming in making those six figures in 90 days, that's the part that really scares me the most, is that I am in my cocoon phase still, right? So I started this phase of doing all of this work heavily in 2019 when we can go back, when I really became an entrepreneur back in 2017, when I started doing credit repair as a service and started taking it serious in 2018, made it a business, became a full-time entrepreneur in 2019, made my first five-figure month, being a, you know, the CEO, building my business from the ground up all through the pandemic, had a whole office, still have the same office, paying for it. You know, I've accomplished all of these things that I have done. And now it's like I'm reinventing myself again as being this business consultant for nonprofit organizations and helping them with their operations and their finances and data analysis and grant management and business management and operations. And so transforming myself again. But I said all that to say is just, I feel like I've been constantly reinventing myself. I reinvented myself at first when I had released the weight. You know, I've talked about my weight loss journey and, well, my weight release journey of being 333 pounds. And now I am, you know, 190 pounds and relearning myself on the physical sense, right? But now it's like I'm relearning myself and I'm in the cocoon phase again of relearning myself on the inside and really tapping into my true power and my intuition of being the businesswoman that I know that I am destined to be. Being the business consultant, I see myself going on flights often, being flown out to go and work with these organizations that are in scale mode, that are in building mode, working with these nonprofit organizations with helping them with their programming and strategic planning and to be able to sustain with grant funding, with donor funding. I see myself doing those things, right? I see it and I've always seen it. I've always known it, but now I am really being pushed to really tap into that and trust myself. So that is where I'm getting at. It's now I am really learning and I know it already. It's really just going down and trusting myself and knowing that I do not have to burn myself out to do this. And it's going to be so, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy to do because yes, it's definitely going to be work. Yes, it's going to be times where I'm going to put in more effort into things and working more than the 4 hours that I usually like to work in my business. And in my consulting, you know, doing more, it is going to be times where I'm going to have to put more effort into it. But the way that I'm going to lock in and hit this goal is not in a way that everybody else has to do. And that is the piece that I'm so thankful for in this moment, that I don't have to burn myself out to do this. Yes, it's going to be work that I'm going to have to do. Yes, it's going to be tasks that I'm going to need to complete. Yes, it's going to be me having to put myself out there and do more proposals and continue to create content on my social media platform. So that way these organizations and these founders of companies can see me and they can find me and they can know that this is the work that I'm doing and that I can help push their mission forward. But the only way that I'm going to be able to do that, it is if I show up consistently. And that is where I am now in this journey, is that I am going to have to not retract. And that's uncomfortable for me because y'all know I like to pop out, do myself, and then I like to go back in the house and be, you know, doing my own thing, doing my skincare routine, being outside, doing all of that. But now I know that I'm going to have to show up consistently, and it is a little nerve-wracking. But my strategy is different than everybody else. I don't have to roll out these huge campaigns and I don't have to do all of this exhausting things. I don't have to do that. I just have to show up and put myself out there. I just have to be present. I just have to articulate my value to my ideal client. All I have to do is show up. Like all I have to do is be consistent in my work. I don't have to do all the things that everybody else has to do. And that is the nerve-wracking part for me. This is new. It's uncharted territory. It's something that I've never done. It's something I never seen done. Well, I've seen with my clients, like, you know, I have my bookkeeping. I provide bookkeeping services for people who have hit a half a million, a million, you know, with the nonprofit that I work with, you know, they have a $1.6 million budget. So yes, I've worked with these numbers before, but not in my own company. And I'm trusted to work with other people's $1 million companies, but I have not experienced that in myself. So it's not the actual money making six figures in my business that scares me. It's who I have to become on this journey. And I am, not that I'm fighting myself, But I am finding that I have been playing small in this journey. And in these next 90 days, I can no longer do that. I can't shelter. I can't play small. I have to be big. I have to be do this. I have to show my worth and articulate my value and be confident in that, right? And it's like, if I'm being completely honest, you know, on this platform, I can be honest and talk to y'all just like, you know, we on the phone. In this moment, I have to really not play small in the way that I used to. And I have to be bold in stating my prices. So my business coach redid my entire offer suite. And this is where the six figures in 90 days is coming in at. She redid my entire offer suite of the things that I am good at and priced my packaging. And I've never said these numbers out loud. So yes, it's nerve-wracking to me. It's nerve-wracking. However, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to show up. I'm going to put it out there. And because every time I've worked with this particular business coach, I have always exceeded. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to go to another level again. I'm going from glory to glory. I'm going glory to glory yet again. We're going again. We're doing this again. And I'm excited. I'm excited. And I'm also nervous, y'all. I'm not going to lie. So if you follow me on TikTok, you'll see me document this journey of the things that I'm doing. The offers, you know, the offers already put together, but just how I'm connecting and networking, which is something, it seems so crazy, but you know, I'm to other people, I'm like this bubbly outgoing person, but in networking, like I like to sit and chill and be in the back, but in this next level, I can't do that. I have to be out there and network and let people know what I do. Open my mouth. I always like to sit in the background. But then this season, it's not time for me to sit in the background. I got to push forward and let people know exactly what I do and that I'm confident in what I do. So there's that. There is that. So in this, I created a workbook called Tapping Into Your Intuition of really learning to be able to trust that inner voice that is inside of you. And I'm putting these tools and resources out because I'm actively going through them too. And I feel like, you know, I can't be selfish. If it's helping me, it's going to help somebody else. So I put together this resource for you. If you would like it, you can click the link in the show notes to be able to get it, to help to tap into your intuition. But the first question that is in the resource that just really stuck out to me, this is one, I'm going to read a couple of them for you guys. It is, what are the advantages that I believe I will gain through using my intuition effectively? What advantages will happen? What is the great thing that will happen if I truly trusted in my intuition like I say I do, right? Truly trust myself like I say I do. What is the advantage that's going to happen? Well, I'm going to pay off debt. I'm also on debt paying off journey as well. Update on that. I've paid off $5,000 of the $20,000 debt that I have. So woo, we are on the way. Okay. We are on the way, to paying off $20,000 in debt of things that I've accumulated from being in business. Right. So I'm actively paying those things off. The other advantages is that I'll be able to travel more. I will be able to take my family to experience new things. Another advantage is if I learn to trust myself, that the things that I would gain is being more confident in myself. I'll be able to show up and be, you know, what I see in my dreams and what I write about in my journals. I'll be able to actually do that and experience it in this realm. I'll be able to experience it in this realm. So that's another advantage of it. Another advantage of it is I'll be able to inspire somebody else to learn to trust themselves and trust that inner voice within them and to be able to show up and do their work. I know that there is a calling on my life to help other people. And so with me trusting my intuition, it's going to help somebody else to want to trust themselves and go and heal the people that they're called to heal to too, right? So those are three advantages that will happen if I go through with this and go all out. So I advise you to do the same thing. Another question in the resource that I provided, again, this the link is in the show notes. What are the obstacles I see in my own life that could hinder my connection with my intuition? What is my plan for dealing with these challenges? An obstacle that I can see is me not sticking to my schedule. You know, as I'm being this wealthy woman that I see myself being and being, you know, of high value, my schedule is very important. So if I don't have boundaries, my schedule is off. If I'm not sticking to it, if I'm consuming too much content instead of creating content, that will knock me off. That is an obstacle. Saying a whole bunch of yeses to things that really need to be a no, not yet. Those are obstacles hindering it for me to really listen to my intuition, because I know, you know, you be knowing when you messing up, you know, when you be doing stuff that you ain't got no business doing, you be knowing. And so really enforcing those boundaries is something that's important for me to be able to do. So I'm going to stop here for now, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode and really feel what I am trying to say and know my heart as I'm really putting myself out here and doing this, and know that it's extremely uncomfortable for me. Y'all, I want to be in the back. I want to be in the back chilling. But that's not what God called me to do in this chapter of my life, in this moment of my life. So grab your resources if you are interested in repairing your credit. I did prepare a whole 99-page ebook for you to be able to repair your credit yourself. That's something that you're interested in, because you can't be a feminine woman and live in your femininity if your finances ain't together. So that link is also in the show notes to be able to get that. Work with deasha.com/resources. You can find all of those tools that I have. So yeah, I love y'all. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.